And joining us also from Gaza, NPR's Peter Kenyon. He spent the day with some of Gaza's Palestinians. Peter, how are the Palestinians reacting to today's events?
Well, Alex, there's a layer of reactions. It really depends on what level you go to. If you get away from the staged events, go talk with ordinary Gazans, you find basically a cautious kind of a hope, not much certainty about what the future holds. I met an out-of-work taxi driver today. He says he got up at 5:30 to watch the evacuation on television. He said he didn't feel any particular joy at seeing Jewish soldiers wrestling with Jewish settlers, but he also said, "Don't expect me to feel sorry for these people. They took our land, they took our water, they trapped us in a big prison for their security. I'm glad they're leaving." Now, if you go to the official level, it's a familiar story of success having many fathers. The Palestinian Authority says it's President Mahmoud Abbas's declaration that it was time to demilitarize the Intifada that was the key to this, and that means the path ahead should be elections, economic development, and diplomacy. But the armed factions have the complete opposite reaction, and their message is exactly the opposite, that Ariel Sharon is executing a unilateral withdrawal, no thanks to the Palestinian Authority, and the only hope that they see is more armed struggle, now focused on the West Bank and Jerusalem.
What are the biggest differences this removal process is going to make in the lives of Palestinians there?
Well, I think by far the biggest immediate change will be greater freedom of movement within the Gaza Strip. And that's a pretty big deal for a lot of people. I spoke with a school teacher in Han Yunus in southern Gaza yesterday, and one of his big goals is to walk down the hill to the beach that he's been looking at every day for the last several years but has not been able to get down there. For those who travel between southern Gaza and Gaza City to the north, it means only normal traffic jams, not hours and hours at military checkpoints when you cross near roads that lead to the former Israeli settlements. What's not yet clear is whether this will translate into new job opportunities, because in large part, those still depend on negotiations with Israel, on things like the movement of goods and people between Gaza and the West Bank and between Gaza and Egypt.
Did the Palestinians seem surprised by this removal operation, either by the way it's going or the fact that it actually is taking place?
No, I'm not getting surprised, really. As many people as I ask, there's really no surprise at either of those issues. They've seen what the Israeli army is capable of doing for the past 4 years plus, and they had no doubt that if the army set its mind to remove these settlements, they would be removed. One man said, these settlers can make all the noise they want, but when Sharon's bulldozers show up, it's all over. Now, the main question around here is whether this is it, Gaza first and Gaza last, as they put it here, and, of course, the four West Bank settlements that will be evacuated, or whether there's any hope at all for more progress in the future.
I just wonder if Hamas is saying to the people, this is coming about because we're tough and we've chased the Israelis out of here, how could that stand with the same view that the Israeli army is tough enough to do whatever it wants? Do the Palestinians honestly believe that this is an operation that they have brought about or something that the Israelis are doing because they think it's best for them?
It is a contradiction, and it's a part of a mindset here in Gaza and in the West Bank in some parts that is a bit difficult to comprehend on one level. They do see the power of the Israeli army, but they also see the armed resistance as part of a general liberation struggle. And it's Mahmoud Abbas's challenge now to try and separate those two things and to say that the liberation struggle is a matter of diplomacy and elections. And that's the big test that will be coming in the days and weeks ahead.
NPR's Peter Kenyon in Gaza City, Gaza. Peter, thank you again.
You're welcome, Alex.